You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We were actually sitting in the studio yesterday, and I was wondering if Craigslist misconnections is still a thing. If people try to find love in the 417 through Craigslist, or if that was like completely done, because it's been a minute since we visited that.
I figured it was gone. Like, I am shocked that it's still there.
Yes.
It's still there. People are posting every day looking for love.
Okay.
Wow.
And here's the thing. A lot of people are like, well, gosh, why can't you just search that person on social media? Well, maybe they don't know who that person... They're just saying that this is where I saw them. I don't know what to look for on social media. So
you can't type in woman, red shirt, Walmart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's nothing's going
to
come up.
So they go to missed connections looking to make that connection.
Yeah.
And it is still alive and well. So
it is.
What is our latest Craigslist misconnection,
All right,
Chels?
Well, this happened at the Aldi on East Sunshine about noon the other day. It says, we passed each other several times while shopping and checked out the same time in different lanes. You are incredibly attractive, even with a mask on, and stylish. The hair, gray jeans, red purse, and those shoes. So this... person is looking for someone that was on Aldi East Sunshine.
I kind of wish we could have had more details on
this. I know, they don't
say. For instance, was the person using the boxes at Aldi?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or did the person bring the, you know, go green or go home bags?
I'm surprised there was more than one lane open. Usually
it's usually
just one.
At Aldi.
And they go real fast.
And there's a reason for that. Is so you can get lower price groceries.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this person's looking for love. Someone on East Sunshine about noon. Gray jeans, red purse, and great shoes.
Okay, so this is still the Aldi one.
This is still the Aldi one.
Okay, what's our next Craigslist misconnection?
So this one happened at a Mix Ultra Lounge. I think it's a bar here in Springfield.
Okay.
You were wearing black top and gray camo shorts. I had a cane and said hi to you on the outside patio. I was intimidated by your beauty, but would like to talk to you more. I am there usually on Mondays only. So look for... He's got a cane and he's only there on Mondays.
Is it a pimp cane?
I don't know.
It a cane used because you need a cane? Because some people just have a cane just for style purposes.
I need more details.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to find this guy with the cane, Mondays only.
Yeah. Cane at Mix Ultra Lounge.
Yep.
All right.
We're going to go a little out of Springfield, okay?
Okay.
Fayetteville. Okay.
All right.
So there's someone looking for the chubby guy at gas station. I'm looking for a chubby guy with a clean shaven face that was checking me out at a gas station by East Huntsville, South Crossover Road intersection. Both he and I were with other people and were unable to discreetly talk. If you think you could be the chubby guy, reply and we'll go from there.
Was the chubby guy working at the gas station?
I think they were both getting gas or something.
They were just hanging out at the gas station.
And they were with different people, so they couldn't talk.
Yeah, well, God love the chubby guy for having a clean-shaven face also.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.